The following podcast on the WDKX Podcast Network is
provided by Vision Automotive.
I'm Mitch Gruber. I'm a city council member and I work at FoodLink, and I'm joined by
Martha Long, financial assistance coordinator for the Department of Human Services.
Okay, so we're here to talk about the unfortunate tragedy of people skimming EBT cards right now.
So
we're first going to talk about, let me give the context here. Just like we've seen people skimming credit cards over the years, and they moved to this new technology from the stripe to the chip, we're now seeing EBT cards, which don't have chips, get regularly skimmed. In fact, Martha and some of her colleagues just told me that around $24 million has been skimmed out of New York State, in the last year?
Possibly, yeah.
Off of EBT cards.
That we know of.
That we know of, exactly. So the first thing that we're here to talk to you about is being conscious of your account balance. Make sure that you're paying attention to what your balance looks like. And if you see any funny stuff at all, we're going to talk to you about some interventions. But before that, Martha, do you want to explain kind of what skimming is a little bit and how it's happening?
So skimming is pretty much your benefit card, the information, your card number, your PIN, being taken electronically and being used without your consent. And it's all this, it's electronic, so it's not something necessarily physical.
And it's not from the store that you made a transaction from.
Absolutely
it's from, not. It's from hackers. It's from wicked people who are hacking vulnerable folks and just stealing money.
Absolutely. There's also cloning, in which it's almost the same thing, but they actually create physical cards with the exact same information. And that actually has happened in several places. We actually had a client who shared that piece of information with us that the store was actually able to help her, but to help her because they visually saw it. But that has to go over to the police. That's not anything we can get our hands on.
So someone from some other place is finding out your information and potentially stealing dollars off your EBT card. The first thing you can do is pay attention to your balance and make sure you know what it is. We'd also say, if you can, change your PIN. Changing your PIN number is certainly going to provide a little bit more security for your card. But pay attention to your balance. And then if you see any fraudulent behavior, if you notice, it could be $100, it could be $17, it could be $1. But if you see transactions that you know for sure you did not make, then we're going to talk to you about ways that you should be in touch with Monroe County DHS, which is working diligently to try to address all these problems. So there's a couple of different possibilities, right? Let's talk about probably the best one, which is utilizing technology. Can we talk about ConnectEBT?
ConnectEBT is the app that is what the government, the state, federal government, that's the the platform that they use for clients to be able to get all their information.
So this is an app. You can go, if you're able to, or if you can ask someone for help, you can go right to the app store on your phone and get the app of ConnectEBT, ConnectEBT, or you can go to ConnectEBT.com.
Correct. There are lots of other apps out there. The one that is recommended is the ConnectEBT because that is the one directly associated with the government. The other ones are third parties, whatever it may be.
So if you go to ConnectEBT.com, what tools will you have there?
With ConnectEBT, few of the things that you can really do is you can change your PIN. You can see your transactions. You can freeze your card and unfreeze your card from it being used out of state. Right now, what we're seeing is all these transactions are being done out of state.
Mm.
There are some New York City, but really the majority of it is that we are seeing is out of state.
So ConnectEBT.com or the app is going to give you a full lens as to what's happening with your card and give you the chance to change your PIN or even freeze the card if you want. So if you see fraudulent behavior or you want to look for fraudulent behavior, that's a good place to look. On top of that, if you cannot get the app or if you have challenges with a digital divide, there's also an 800 number.
Yes, the 800 number is the one that it's actually on the back of your EBT card, which is 328-6399. And there you will hear your prompts and you will be able to get your transaction history. And then if you need further assistance during normal business hours, you'll be able to connect to a live representative. Those representatives are not from the county, so I'm not sure how much information they are able to actually give you.
Right.
But they do, they can help in some ways.
And then the third option, and not the ideal one, because as Martha can attest, are the waiting rooms on Westfall and St. Paul for County DHS are very overwhelmed at the moment, but you can stop by during business hours, bring an ID with you, and you can have someone eventually be able to help you real time in person. You should do that if, in fact, you really feel like there's a fraudulent activity going on and you cannot, for whatever reason, get Connect EBT or that phone number to work. But I now want to ask Martha to explain what happens when somebody, in any of those situations, when we know there's fraud, what does the county do about that?
So one of the things that, with this whole situation, first and foremost, you want to complete the application. It's called LDSS 5215, and it's the skimming and stolen application for TA and SNAP benefits.
So if you know there's fraud, the county is going to say, okay, we need you to now apply for us to intervene about this fraud.
Right, to look into the fraud piece of it and see if we are able to replace your benefits. Not up until October of 2022, we were not able to replace any benefits like that. Since then, the federal government changed the regulations and guidelines, and now we are able to, there are limitations, but yes, we are able to go back. And as long as we are able to verify through our Special Investigations Department that the benefits have actually been skinned, cloned, or phishing, we can actually replace those benefits.
So the county is going to walk you through an application process if we know there's fraud happening. I want to be clear about this, and I do not work for Monroe County. I'm simply someone trying to help here. Typically, these applications would take 30 days to get done. The county is working overtime right now, literally overtime, to make sure that these applications get done in 3, 4, 5 days. So please be patient, but know that the first thing you have to do is recognize what's going on and then get in touch with the county through one of the ways we talked about to make an application. If, in fact, it's proven that there was fraud, the county will replace those dollars.
So another piece of that is once you complete the application, when you come into one of the buildings, what we want to do and what we have been doing is logging you in to see our finger imaging department so you can get a replacement benefit card, which will cancel out that compromised card, and you have to change your PIN. Mm. Those two things have to happen before the benefits can even be replaced by our department. So it's one of the main things is, even if you're eligible, if you have not gotten a new card, there's nothing we can do until you do so.
Got it. So there's a lot of steps to this. We're trying to make it as clear as possible, but the best way you can deal with this stuff is be diligent, pay attention to your balance. If you see any problems, get in touch either through connectdbt.com, the 800 number on the back of your card, or in worst case scenario, going into DHS offices at St. Paul or Westfall. I also have to mention, it's critically important that our federal government and our state government works very hard to prevent these problems from happening again in the future. We need to eventually have chipped EBT cards. We need to have the same security measures for EBT that we currently have for regular credit cards. That's work that's underway, but right now, at this moment, all we're trying to do is stop the bleeding and make sure people do not lose additional dollars. So, Martha, I don't know if you want to, if you're able to express any of that in Spanish. I'd love to have a dialogue with you. Unfortunately, my Espanol is malo. So, I'm going to leave it to you.
Sí, bueno. Muchas de las cosas que estamos hablando es por los beneficios que se están desapareciendo de la tarjeta de beneficios de nuestros clientes. Hay cosas que podemos hacer para prevenir o arreglar el problema un poco. Una de las cosas es la tarjeta suya que cambie el número de PIN. Cámbielo a algo que nadie sepa. Otra cosa es si usted cree que los beneficios suyos han sido skim, no lo sé decir en español, pero venga y repórtelo al departamento, llene la aplicación, la tiene que llenar en completo, una tarjeta nueva y cambiar el PIN para ver si nosotros podemos reemplazar esos beneficios que usted tiene. Hay diferentes maneras en cómo hacerlo. Hay una aplicación que se llama Connect EBT, CONNECTEBT.com. Ahí puede descargar esa aplicación y ahí puede tener toda la información que te dé su tarjeta y toda su información, y ahí puede cambiar su PIN. Ahí puede frizar para que la tarjeta no se use, y de frizarla para que no se use especialmente fuera del estado. Alguna otra cosa también que pueden hacer, si necesitan, vengan al 691 de la St. Paul Street o al 111 de la Westfall Road, y ahí estamos ahí para poder ayudarlos. Ustedes tienen que llenar las aplicaciones, nosotros podemos coger las aplicaciones, entonces inscribirlo para que vean el departamento, para que le den una tarjeta nueva y para poder cambiar el PIN number de su tarjeta.
Thank you so much. And please be in touch, be diligent out there. And remember, this is your money.
Yes.
And if something happens to it, we want to work hard to make sure it gets back to you.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things is that I like that you stressed is not a Monroe County thing. It's a nationwide thing. Monroe County has just gotten hit this month really, really tough with it.
Right.
Ever since Monday, we've received over 300 applications, and that's what I remember from yesterday, that we have seen. There's lots of work still being done. My staff, all of our staff are working in the agency today, tomorrow, just to try and get ahead of this as much as possible the best way we can.
Stay diligent.
Yes.
Thank you. Logging off.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on the WDKX Podcast Network.
Provided by Vision Automotive.